selection of really nice mattresses, including latex, memory foam, and hybrids. We're not pushy. Take your time. Mr. Sandman is a discounter with excellent customer service and amazing values. We're located on Highway 14, 3 miles from I-65 in Millbrook, and on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores, voted Montgomery's best year after year.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit headleymetalbuildings.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by LuQuire.
It's an end-of-the-year sale you don't want to miss. AC by LuQuire wants to make sure your house is comfortable all through the holiday season. For a limited time, get a complete Carrier air conditioning and heating system for just a fraction over cost. LuQuire understands the importance of a comfortable house when it might be filled with all those holiday house guests. As a bonus, LuQuire is offering 0% financing to all qualified customers. With over 35 years in the business, we have the experience to provide for all of your heating, cooling, and even your plumbing needs. Turn to the experts at AC by LuQuire and Carrier. Visit acbyluquire.com today to see these and other exclusive offers. Just think, all those savings up front, plus savings all year long with lower utility bills thanks to your brand new high-efficiency Carrier system. That's acbyluquire.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by LuQuire.
If you thought nothing worthwhile was free, have I got a deal for you. Hey, this is Mike with Owens Optical Eastbrook. Right now, with the purchase of prescription lenses, select frames are free. That's right, free on select styles for men, women, and children. But you better hurry because styles are limited and this deal won't last long. Bring us your prescription or call today and make an appointment. Let us be the source for all your eye care needs. Owens Optical Eastbrook, 306 Coliseum Boulevard in the Eastbrook Shopping Center. Call 272-2115 or check us out at owensopticaleb.com. Your eyes will thank you for it.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a great November weekend underway. For tonight, mostly clear skies, not quite as cool. The overnight low temperature drops to the lower 40s. Then for tomorrow, look for plenty of sunshine. Should be a great day. Upper 60s tomorrow. And nice weather continues Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. A little cool, but not bad. 66 Monday, 64 Tuesday, 63 on the big travel day Wednesday. And a good Thanksgiving forecast with lots of sunshine mixed in with just a few clouds. Morning low 42, afternoon high 63. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
And now, from the plush, dimly lit Blue Water Broadcasting Studios, high atop the glorious Budale Building in hysterical Montgomery, Alabama, once again it's time for the River Region's only program dedicated to the seeking of truth, no matter what it uncovers or who it may implicate. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, once again it's time for Clearing the Air. I've said once again three times already. And as always, I am your humble host, an egomaniac with an inferiority complex, a man struggling to cope with the mind and body infected with the bioweapon, the powers that shouldn't be called Morgellon Syndrome. My name is Terry Adams. Welcome to the program. My guest tonight, my co-host tonight is the postman, a man who shares my desire to know the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help us God. And a man who has not been a sheeple much longer than I've not been a sheeple. So welcome, postman. I'm glad you're here.
Yes, it's good to be here.
Are you going to be able to do the extra hours next week or any of it?
Yes, I'll do them all.
All right, remember, folks, Jay graciously has given us his time, so we'll be on from 4 o'clock in the afternoon till 9 o'clock at night. Yay, that's a good thing. Producing the program tonight is, once again, me. Actually, I like doing this. A little short, mean woman's there at my disposal should I need her, but it's kind of nice, just the two of us in the studio. But before we go any further, you need to know our disclaimer. You do not need to believe a single word you hear us say tonight, because believe me, folks, you have to learn to start looking this stuff up for yourself. Remember, something freely given to you is never as valuable as something you have to work hard to attain for yourself. That's just the way it is, okay? Look, I don't have all the answers, but at least I'm asking the questions, and that's better than most of the Hawk Show toasts in this country, no doubt about it. I haven't looked at the weather, but from the amount of aerosol activity today, I would guess that we have rain forecast within the next 48 hours. You know, all of this is connected. The weather has been weaponized, just like the media has been weaponized, folks. It's been turned against us. Technological advancements have been made, and they've been kept from us because the powers that shouldn't be plan on using them, and they are using them against us. Look at what's happening in California. When trees are standing and buildings and metal vehicles are burning up, something's wrong. Indeed. Now, I've talked to you about the NASA war document for over 4 years now, and I really wonder how many of you have actually taken the time to read it. Well, you better take the time, because let me tell you something. This document lays out the methods they're now using against us. They have declared war on us, folks. If you're a patriot, if you're a believer, they've declared war on you. You can believe me or not believe me, but it's going to become very evident soon. Now, it's fortunate when this NASA war doc, it's very fortunate that when it was posted on NASA's website, apparently by mistake, someone had the presence of mind to copy it before they immediately took it down. You see, it was a mistake, and it wasn't a mistake, because they had to show us, because it's a rule, free will. They have to tell us what they're planning on doing. We have to have a choice. You have to have a choice in your actions. They can't deceive you down a certain road. And I believe they have been showing us, this whole time they've been showing us. They've been using what they call entertainment, Hollywood, movies, television. This is all showing us where this is all headed, folks. It's free will. That's what they call it. Now, California, I'm sure Postman's going to say, well, the direct energy weapons, maybe that's shots from a battle going on above it, and that very well may be the case. But Jason showed me something this week that really set me to thinking, and that was a map someone had overlaid of the purported maglev trains that run. There's a series of them that run under the ground in this country that connect all the dumps, deep underground military bases. These maglev trains are very, very fast. They float up above the tracks using magnetics, and they're like speed of sound fast. And it just so happens that if you follow the main part of the so-called fires in California, they exactly match where the trains are. What if this is an attack against the deep state or the powers that shouldn't be? What if this is an attack and they're firing on where the trains are, above the ground where the trains are? It's possible. Postman, what's your take on this? Do you think this is a battle going on? Because it's obviously DEWs. It can't be anything else.
Yes, because I did an examination of a section of the town that was inundated with fire a week or so ago, and there was something that stood out at me also. It was a picture of the house, the car, and the trees that was around it.
Trees were okay, right?
Right. The trees were okay. And what I'm trying to figure out, what's getting hot enough to burn a hole in the asphalt?
Yeah. If it were a fire, you would think it would melt the majority of the asphalt.
Now, I can understand. Now, if it's new asphalt, you know, if you build a fire on that, I mean, it'll actually catch fire and burn, because there's actually petroleum in that.
I've seen it.
Right.
It's like a shingle, like taking a shingle and burning
yes.
it.
Yes. But in this case, this was some older asphalt, and the actual car, you can look at the car and tell the car like it had burned inside out. You know, mm-hmm. because some parts of the car, you know, just wasn't burned.
Hmm. Makes you wonder, doesn't it?
Yes, it does, and it's actually hard to actually, you know, come up with a good conclusion on what you're looking at. You know, because one reason why, you know, because you're not on the ground and you can't believe what the mainstream media is showing you.
Not at all.
No, you have to be a witness on the ground to actually see the to look at all the obtuse angles, look at all the refined or the areas that's been destroyed by the fire, mm-hmm. to actually come up with a valid conclusion on it.
Wow. You mentioned to me we have some new listeners tonight. You want to give a shout out?
Yes, I'd like to give a shout out to a listener in Pelham, Alabama.
Pelham.
Yes, her name is Crystal. Crystal, welcome to the program.
Absolutely.
Also, I'd like to make another shout out to several more. Amber, Heather, Dylan, and the person that we call Rhonda, with two A's in it. Welcome to the program. And later on in the show, when we open up the phones, I would like for you to call and ask questions as you have.
Absolutely. Call and ask questions. It's, you know, I had a listener, a good listener of ours, a regular listener, say something about not being able to get through, complain about not being able to get through, calling at 6:30, and apparently he didn't know. So let me tell you right now, we don't open the phones up till around 8, and there's a reason for that, and it's my fault. I have a very hard time with what's going on with me, the brain fog. I have a very hard time staying focused on stuff. So when I read stuff, if I'm interrupted, it's hard for me to get back into it in the right cadence and, you know, stay focused like I am right now. Stay focused on it. It's very, very hard for me. And the other thing is I don't like to be reading something and seeing the phones flashing. I don't want to hang up on you. I don't want to be rude. I don't want to make you wait forever. So I'd rather we just wait and focus on calls at a certain point. So that's kind of the way we do it here. And thank you, Mr. Rick Peters, for allowing me and us to play in your radio world for 3 hours every Saturday night. Now, Rick may not believe everything that I say, and that's cool. I mean, we all have our own little perception of our realities, but he allows me to do this. He's never told me what I could and couldn't talk about. And I tell you, that's a good thing. He's a good guy. Please support the sponsors that support this network, all the stations here. If you hear an ad on any of these channels, please support them if they have a need that they can fill for you. It's very important we keep this thing going. All right, folks, a 3-minute break. We'll be back. Y'all come back with us.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware. Fall is here and Ace is the place for all of your outdoor power needs. We proudly sell and service Steel brand chainsaws, trimmers, blowers, and much more. Steel is the preferred brand of landscaping professionals and DIY homeowners as well. And of course, we have hand rakes and leaf bags to get those fallen leaves under control. Capital City Ace is located at 3215 Taylor Road, Montgomery.
The skills you can develop as a soldier in the Army National Guard can give you an edge in the high-tech job market of tomorrow. The Guard offers career training to take advantage of your skills in science, technology, engineering, and math that can help give you a leg up to a high-paying and rewarding STEM profession. Gain practical experience with emerging technology and equipment not found in the civilian world. The Army National Guard can get you started in an array of STEM-related career fields such as information technology, communication systems, special forces engineers, technical engineering, air traffic control, and chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear science. Get a head start on your career in an exciting new field while earning money to pay for college, all while serving in your own community. Log on to NationalGuard.com or talk to a recruiter in your area to learn about all of the STEM career opportunities available to you in the Army National Guard. Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
What are the top 5 reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Right now, the Home Depot has up to 40% off appliance special buys, plus up to $500 in instant savings, like a stainless steel Samsung gas range for just $598. A Black Friday price early. Take on the biggest family meals with room for dessert. Want to get Black Friday savings on appliances? This is how. The Home Depot. More saving. More do it. U.S. only. While supplies last. Instant savings require a minimum purchase of two select appliances to qualify. See store for details. Valid through November 29th.
Wherever you are this giving season, there's no better way to say happy holidays than with custom cards, calendars, and photo gifts from Vistaprint. And right now, you can get 50% off all holiday cards and calendars at Vistaprint.com. There are hundreds of our newest card designs to choose from. Or give a year's worth of joy by personalizing calendars full of unforgettable pictures. So get merry, get jolly, get 50% off all holiday cards and calendars. Plus, save on other photo gifts at Vistaprint.com. Just enter promo code HOLIDAY. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code HOLIDAY.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Love that song. Welcome back to the program. Now, I don't know how y'all liked last Saturday night's show, but for me, it felt right. I had the show written and ready to go Thursday morning, which is very unusual. You know, I usually, especially of late, drag my feet and struggle to get prepared right up until I leave for the studio on Saturday afternoon, but for some reason, that just wasn't the case this past week. Now, after the arrival of the postman at his usual minute till six, which, of course, drives me crazy, not that I worry he'll be a no-show, but because I'm very jealous of his laissez-faire attitude towards the show and life in general. It's just everything slides off. Nothing upsets him. We spoke a little as we were getting set up for the show, and everything he mentioned that he wanted to bring up, I had already written. The synchronicity between he and I had become incredible and at times scary. And I know that I always warn you not to believe a word you hear say, but there's something on the highest level going on with this program. It's like we're being led or directed, if you will, by certain powerful forces. That's the only way I know how to say it. And something else I haven't been able to get out of my mind, the demon craps, especially the higher-ups like Clinton and Obama, hate Trump and his supporters. Why do they hate him so bad? Why do they declare us deplorable and call us all kind of bad names when all we want is what's best for our supposedly or purportedly God-led country? Why do other secret societies refer to the uninitiated as sheeple or cattle or chattel? Why do they look down on us? Well, think about all that Postman has told us. Think about what William Tompkins said in the video clip we played. The average American, the average human being, hasn't got a clue what's really going on. The secret society people do because they've been initiated. They know. But we don't know what's happening in our own country, much less this big world we live in. And when it comes to space, forget it. We don't have a clue. All people know is what they hear on the evening news, which isn't much. However, the higher-ups, the elite, as it were, know plenty. They know things that money, power, and prestige allows them to find out about. It's these same three attributes, that have allowed key scriptures to be kept from us, the book of Enoch being chief among them, and our level of knowledge low. Why do they do this? Because it is to their advantage. A low IQ person is far more easier to manipulate than one that's capable of critical thinking. Now, if this morning's babble seems to mirror George Carlin's The Owners, that's because the late comedian nailed it. He's absolutely 100% right. Every time I hear that, I want to yell at the world and say, please roll down your windows, tune your radios to 93.1, and stop your own personal swirl for just a minute and listen. Just listen to 5 minutes of the truth. They hate us and they despise us because to them we are the uninformed, clueless dolts. Patriotic dreamers who desire to live in the constitutional republic our forefathers set up for us. You see, to them this is nonsense. See, they know the big order, the big picture, the order of things, where humanity sits in the big picture. Hostage on a planet run by beings that feed off the energy provided us by that small bit of the creator we all have in us, our souls. And so powerful is he, and that's all caps, baby, that just a speck of his consciousness is so treasured by them, they would and have done anything to get it. Now, one question I get from y'all is any of this biblical? Listen to me. You can't get any more biblical than this. The war that's spilling over into this dimension, this right now in the spiritual realm, this is the one talked about in the Bible, the battle between good and evil, the forces of good and evil. They're fighting over us. And I got to tell you, folks, it's long past time for you to choose which side you're going to be on. That's where we are. We're exposing the darkness to the light because you have to know what's going on. So open up your mind, open up your ears, and listen to everything we're having to tell you. Please. It's nothing more important than this.
Well, I mean, if you look at it, you know, from an ancient standpoint, if you look at it from a biblical standpoint.
Yes.
If you could actually stand above humanity, if humanity was a checkerboard or a chessboard, if you could stand above humanity and if you could look down you know, between what's ruling us, which is the archons. Archon, which meaning fallen angel.
Jinn. They call them jinn.
Yeah, archon, jinn,
demon,
fallen angel.
Take your pick.
Yes. Cherubim, fallen cherubim, whatever you want to call them. If you could look down upon them and then look past them to us, and they've got their whole system set up, you know, where we can adhere to what they give us. And take, for instance, every book that's been written since the printing press was invented is disinformation, and it's
all designed to set their narrative,
right?
Their narrative.
It's all designed to set their narrative to come to the final conclusion. The final conclusion is the ultimate rule and the ultimate surmise of the human genome.
Well said. And that's what it's all about. It's about corrupting God's creation. That's what it's about. It's a corrupting our DNA. And my God, there's so many, it's proven without a doubt, there's so many things that manipulate our DNA that it's in our food, it's in the cell phones, it's in the Gwen Towers. All this stuff is manipulating our DNA. In other words, it's manipulating God's greatest creation, or what we believe to be God's greatest creation. We don't know that after God created us, he went and created 15 gazillion more species. We don't know, and it's not for us to say, because he's who he is. And he's so far beyond our understanding, we don't know. But he is so hated and despised by the enemy that they want nothing more than to destroy what we believe is his greatest creation, that's you and me. And that's a fact, folks. I mean, it's a fact.
Yes. Yes, it's been chronicled throughout history.
Yes,
and all the esoteric texts, all the biblical texts, and I mean it's true. I mean, think about it. If you could actually break away from the daily grind that you go through every single day,
it's all set there by design.
Yeah, set there by design. And adhere to a program, even as detail as how you sleep, the orientation of your bed,
yep,
the orientation of your head on the pillow, what you eat before you go to bed, what you drink before you go to bed, and when you get up in the morning, what you use to brush your teeth with, what you use to rinse your mouth out with. What I'm talking about is the toothpaste and the water that you use.
Oh.
If you could change these few minute things, you would see a change in your health. You would see a change in your mentality. You would see a change in your economy, your pocketbook,
quality of life.
Yes, you would see all of these changes in your life. And what they don't want you to do is not look at that digital box that you have in your bedrooms and in your living rooms. That's part of the problem. And to be honest with you, at some point in time, you're going to be sitting, most of it, it's already happened to some of us. It has happened to me before. All you have to do is look. And it's not a coincidence. Just say out loud certain things that you might want to eat or a certain car that you might want to drive. I guarantee you, within the next cycle of commercials that come on TV, I guarantee you one will be up on the screen.
Really?
That very same car that you want.
Jason's talked about that. Yes. I haven't tried that yet.
It will happen.
That's scary.
What do you think? What do you think when you call a certain company, or when you get a new cell phone, you know, or when you apply for a certain type of insurance, mm-hmm. anything that you apply for, you get hundreds of robocalls.
Yep.
Trying to get you to actually purchase their product or right. their services. That's the way it works. And if we keep allowing these people, they have a right to rule us if we allow them to.
Implied consent.
Yes.
Folks, that's one of the big, that's the big one for them. They call it implied consent. In other words, when they start instituting all this crap that's harming us, if we don't say anything about it, if we don't call our congressman, if we don't stand up and go, wait a minute, and I got to tell you, 5G rings a bell here. If we don't demand that they stop doing this, then they believe that we have implied by our non-action that it's okay with us. It's called implied consent. That's the rules they go by. When this 5G rolls out and people start dying or weird stuff starts happening, the headaches, all the stuff that's happened to everybody where they've rolled it out, when are we going to wake up? When are we going to say enough is enough? And take control of our own destiny. This 5G scares me to death, and it should scare you, folks.
But you know, in the end, folks, it's all about control.
Absolutely, it is.
It's about total control.
Yes, power is control. Well, money is power. Power is control. That's why there's... Have you ever thought about this? 1% of 1% of the population of this planet control 99% of the money on this planet.
Yes.
And if they control the money, then that means they have the power, which means they have the control. We are all being led by a minute fraction of people. We so outnumber these people that we could take control. They know that, which is why they've created all these systems to keep us asleep. The fluoride, everything Postman's talked about, it's all a system that's been specifically designed to keep you dumbed down. There's a reason, because they know if we ever figure out what they're doing to us, we could stop it, and we could take control. And they can't, under any circumstances, can they allow that to happen. Because they'll lose control. They can't have that. You know, I was reading something about World War I, the Balfour Declaration, Hitler, some of the stuff he said, and I got to tell you, I might have to change my mind on a lot of what I've been thinking about Hitler, because he was trying to stand up for Germany in many respects, for what they were doing to Germany, what they had done to Germany. You know, he saw it as a World War I soldier in the trenches. He saw what was happening. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying Hitler was a good guy. I'm not. I'm just saying I can more understand where he was going with his thinking.
And I think if he hadn't been mentally ill, the story would have been written different.
Sure. Absolutely. But they lost control of him. And he lost it.
Yes, he did. And that's when he went on a terror rant.
Yes. You know. The concentration camps, uh-huh. Actually, he had given the command to just raise all the German cities, just destroy everything, don't let the Allies have anything. His own people.
Yeah.
He lost it at the end.
And not only that, you know, he was being coerced and controlled by the Aldebarans, one from the Aldebaran star system.
Exactly.
The one that gave him technology.
Yeah, he got it from somewhere. All right, we're going to have to hit a big five-minute break. We'll be back in 5 minutes. This is Clearing the Air. I'm your host, Terry Adams, posting with you tonight. We'll be back.
Shane from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort, with another good reason to call United.
United's trained service techs are qualified to service and repair any and all name brands and will find the problem and fix it right the first time.
Locally owned and operated with well over 300 years combined experience, United hires and maintains a professional, prompt, and courteous service team who take care of thousands of families in the River Region every year.
No matter if you have a gas or heat pump system, call for a tune-up to make sure your heater is working safely and properly. And if your system has struggled cooling and heating all year, call us for a free estimate to replace it.
For a limited time, get low off-season pricing. What are you waiting for? Stop throwing money away on high utility bills and call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Now, Dot, you got a big event coming up.
December the 1st is open house, and you know what fun that is. We've got light refreshments going on from 12 until 4. There'll be some surprises and absolutely great sales, but we'll open the store at 9 and go on till 6, so you just got to come see what all's going on that day.
For anyone looking for a unique gift, Eastbrook is the place to shop.
Absolutely. We've got old memorabilia, we've got signs, we've got toys. If you need dishes, if you need china, if you need a dining room table or a new bedroom suit for guests coming in, we've actually got everything that you need.
So that's the Christmas open house December 1st. What are the hours?
9 until 6, with light refreshments served from 12 until 4, and marvelous sales.
And your regular hours of operation?
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6, Saturday, 9 until 6, and Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Caretaker was very rough with me, but I thought they did it because I wasn't moving fast enough.
My son was supposed to help take care of me, but he was never around.
Elder abuse is a crime, and together we can stop it. If you or someone you know has been abused, neglected, or exploited, call the Adult Abuse Hotline at 1-800-458-7214. That's 1-800-458-7214. Sponsored by the Alabama Department of Human Resources, the ABA, and this station.
Ah, folks, this is Rusty. If you've got your mind on your money and your money on your mind, you'll love the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings at 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Ox Foundation Solutions. For a free quote, call 205-918-7628 or go to oxfoundations.com. Ox Foundation Solutions, Alabama's best foundation and waterproof specialists.
Hi, everybody. We have a great November weekend underway. For tonight, mostly clear skies, not quite as cool. The overnight low temperature drops to the lower 40s. Then for tomorrow, look for plenty of sunshine. Should be a great day. Upper 60s tomorrow. And nice weather continues Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. A little cool, but not bad. 66 Monday, 64 Tuesday, 63 on the big travel day Wednesday. And a good Thanksgiving forecast with lots of sunshine mixed in with just a few clouds. Morning low 42, afternoon high 63. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At Sage Legacy Council, we help families by protecting the assets of loved ones in a nursing home or those in need of long-term care. Call 649-4911. That's 649-4911.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
John Mellencamp, love me some Mellencamp. Welcome back to the program. Michael Sala, who Postman turned me on to, Michael Sala has done a lot of really good work on the alien question. And I got to tell you, I have a lot of respect for Salah because he's one of the, I think there's three now, doctors, physicians, that once they had encountered something that they believe of alien origin, they quit their practice. I mean, we're talking somebody that's making, well, you know, middle six figures, quit their practice to focus on this. That's what a revelation it was to him, also to the doctor that's, I forget his name, that does the disclosure project. But I got to tell you, I have a lot of respect for that. He wrote this on, this is something that I pulled off the internet. This is dated April 10th of this year. It was posted in Exo News. On the 8th of April, QAnon posted two messages linking the Clintons and the CIA to the plane crash of John F. Kennedy Jr. and how his death cleared the path for Hillary Clinton to start her political career by running unopposed by any major Democratic rival for the newly available U.S. Senate seat for New York. If the Clintons were involved in the death of JFK Jr., it would be ironic since Bill Clinton sought to find out who killed President Kennedy just before his inauguration in January 1993, presumably to avoid a similar fate. The answers he received later helped Hillary Clinton launch her political career. It's worth repeating that QAnon represents several figures associated with U.S. military intelligence that are working through the Trump White House to release sensitive information to help expose and overcome the power of the deep state through covert operations. Hence, QAnon's posts opens the reader to the rarefied world of actionable U.S. and military intelligence. Furthermore, QAnon's post revealed the thinking of military intelligence officials about leading political figures such as the Clintons and agencies such as the CIA. We are now ready to closely examine what QAnon had to say about JFK Jr. Let's see. The first two lines of the post revealed that Donald Trump had a relationship with JFK Jr. I told you that last week. This is not that surprising since there are many photos showing Trump and Kennedy together at Trump's exclusive Mar-a-Lago Club on the 29th of February 1996. The fact that they were probably friends is significant in that Trump would likely be highly motivated to have the truth come out about what really happened. See, the next line in the post refers to Kennedy's plane crash on the 16th of July 1999, which killed him, his wife, and his sister-in-law. The crash happened soon after Jr. had told two friends that he was planning to run for the U.S. Senate seat that had become available after the retirement of Daniel Patrick Moynihan. Only months before the crash, Hillary Clinton had declared her candidacy for that Senate seat, but was running into criticism for being a carpetbagger since she and Bill Clinton were not New York residents. Huh, I didn't know you could turn it around, make a Southerner a carpetbagger, but whatever. According to the New York Daily News story published on July 20, 1999, Jr. was secretly planning to run for the Senate seat despite Hillary having already declared her candidacy. Given a 1997 private poll showing that Jr. was by far the state's most popular Democrat, it's highly likely that he would have won. Now, his entry would have denied Hillary the start she was seeking to her political career just before Bill's impending presidential retirement. So QAnon was clearly linking the plane crash to the start of Hillary's political career. While some may consider this to be just a coincidence, QAnon's next post suggested something sinister had in fact happened. The link was to a January 1956 document in the CIA's reading room that discussed an Earth satellite program that was linked to guided missiles in CIA operations. Now, Director Alan Dulles was mentioned as part of the program. Now, we all remember Dulles from the Kennedy assassination. The first Kennedy assassination. QAnon was implying that Jr.'s plane crash was linked in some way to this or similar advanced aerospace programs, the agency through Alan Dulles. The Dulles connection is highly significant since there's much documentation linking him directly to the 1963 assassination of President John Fitzgerald Kennedy. More specifically, there's a memorandum containing a set of eight policy directives drafted by Dulles on behalf of a mysterious committee called, as we were just talking about off mic, Majestic 12. MJ-12, in charge of advanced aerospace programs. One of the eight directives, Project Environment, gave cryptic authorization for the assassination of any public official that threatened MJ-12 operations. Let's see, the text of the above directive reads, Draft, directive regarding Project Environment, when conditions become non-conducive for growth in our environment and Washington cannot be influenced any further, the weather is lacking any precipitation, it should be wet. Now, Dr. Wood, who's the foremost expert in analyzing MJ-12 documents using forensic methods, has concluded that the partially burned document is an assassination directive. In an interview discussing the document, he pointed out that the cryptic phrase, "it should be wet," came from Russia, where the phrase "wet works" or "wet affairs" denotes someone who has been killed, or in other words, drenched in blood. In the book Kennedy's Last Stand, I analyzed the testimony, circumstances, and documents supporting the conclusions that Dulles had arranged for the MJ-12 directives to be applied to the Kennedy administration in general and to President Kennedy in particular. The CIA's counterintelligence chief, James Jesus Angleton, was given the authority to carry out the MJ-12 directive as documented in a leaked November 12, 1963 memorandum released only 10 days before Kennedy's assassination. The top-secret memorandum instructed the then-director of the CIA, John McCone, to share all classified UFO information with NASA in order to fulfill its requirement as outlined by the NSA Memorandum 271. In short, two memoranda Kennedy issued on the 12th of November 1963 would ensure that access to classified UFO files would be extended to more government agencies, ultimately resulting in direct presidential access. So Kennedy wanted to see, he wanted to know what was going on with the UFO stuff. Now, such direct access had been denied to President Kennedy by McCone's predecessor, the infamous and aforementioned Alan Dulles, who retired as agency director on November 1961, but likely continued on in his other position as head of the MJ-12 committee, as suggested in the eight MJ-12 policy directives. You wanted to say something?
Yes, he wanted to specifically know about the Grays. Those are the ones that he wanted to know about.
That's the ones that were abducting people via the deal made through Eisenhower?
Right. Specifically the ones from Zeta Reticula. Those. The star system that's featured in the movie Alien.
Oh,
when
God.
They went to when they went to LV-426.
Uh-huh.
That was in Zeta Reticula.
So that was another movie where they were showing us facts.
Right. Uh-huh.
Go figure.
Mm-hmm.
It's feasible that the MJ-12 directives drafted by Dulles and approved by the MJ-12 committee were used not only for the 1963 assassination of President John Fitzgerald Kennedy, but also for the removal of his son 36 years later. So far in this, what I'm reading is anytime there's someone there who's going to gum up the works, so to speak, or going to be a fly in the ointment, they have permission to remove them or eliminate them. That's what I'm getting out of this.
Well, when an assassination on that order or that high up, as far as a president is concerned, the way I look at presidencies here in the United States, some people might, beg to differ on it, and, they might have a different opinion on it, and I'm sure some do. But all of them are appointed, pretty much.
Absolutely. Yeah. They're selected, not elected.
Right. And they just belong to different factions here in the United States and here on the planet. But this one we had in 2016 was a lot different.
That's what I keep hearing.
It was a lot different.
Because he's uninitiated.
He's uninitiated. Uninitiated. He's not a part of the club.
Mm-hmm.
And on top of that, he's a billionaire. Those mm-hmm. two things does not go together with the
narrative.
With the narrative, nor does it set well with the other elites.
Yeah, the control
matrix.
Well,
the ones that are running everything.
Yep. You, sir, are correct. I'm going to finish this article when we get back. We got to hit a short 3-minute break. They come way too often around here. Hang with us. We'll be back.
There you are, ma'am. Your porch swing is as good as new.
Oh, thanks, Bill. Oh, by the way, I need a new electrical outlet in my kitchen.
Say no more, ma'am. I am an electrical genius.
You are.
When the guy who just fixed your porch swing offers to do electrical work, you might be a little skeptical. Electricity can be dangerous. Each year, there are thousands of home fires caused by faulty wiring.
Actually, I was considering Crosby Electric. All of their technicians are highly trained.
Me too.
You?
Yep. Graduated from the School of Hard Shocks.
To wear the Crosby Electric uniform, you have to undergo background checks, drug testing, continuing education, and rigorous safety training.
Oh, ma'am, you don't need a new outlet. Just plug all those appliances into this extension cord.
Isn't that dangerous?
Oh, come on, ma'am. Take a walk on the wild side.
No thanks.
Don't trust your home to just any electrical genius. Call the trained, experienced professionals at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. How to sell your home in this market? Our market has changed in 2018 from a buyer's market to a seller's market. 45% of the listings in the River region have sold in 60 days or less. I recently had two listings that sold in 7 days or less. In today's market, you must price your home properly for the current market. Have the home in showroom condition at all times. Budget in your price to pay for a portion of closing costs. Be able to show your home with just a few hours' notice. Make sure any repairs you have put off, get them fixed now. Painting, landscaping, repairing any rotten wood will pay dividends in a better price and a quicker sale. Here at the Goodson Group, we have a 10-point plan of action to get your home sold. For more information, call your real estate source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me, bogoodson@charter.net.
Hey folks, this is Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Remember the good old days when Christmas gifts had us playing outdoors? Well, these days it seems kids only think to ask for another electronic device that'll just keep them cooped up inside. So this Christmas, let's take charge and get those kids or grandkids enjoying the great outdoors with a Hammerhead go-kart from CTE Outdoor Power. Now, everyone knows go-karts are fantastic family fun, and a Hammerhead go-kart is fun and safe. Hammerhead two-seater go-karts have three-point safety harnesses, overhead protective structures, hydraulic brakes, electric start, and reverse. So with over 12 different models and colors to choose from, and prices starting at only $12.99 or payments as low as $25, let's get those kids and grandkids outdoors this Christmas with a Hammerhead go-kart from CTE Outdoor Power. CTE, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years we support what we sell.
I wish you could have seen the look on our faces when that song started up. We didn't realize the break was over. We're talking about other stuff like we so tend to do. Let me get back to this article because I think this is very, very important. There have been many questions raised about Kennedy Jr. I'll just call him Jr. Make it easier. Jr.'s plane crash and whether or not it was simply due to his inexperience as a pilot, compounded by marital and financial problems. I don't know what that would have to do with it. As suggested in an official report by the infamous NTSB. Was the report a cover-up for the plane being shot down or sabotaged in a targeted assassination conducted by the agency? Well, this is exactly what QAnon appears to be suggesting. So why would the CIA want to help Hillary Clinton attain public office, and was this related in any way to Dulles' mysterious MJ-12 directives? To get an answer, we can begin with the Clintons' involvement in a CIA drug-running operation, as I've told you many times on this program, out of MENA, Arkansas, during Bill's governorship. There have been multiple witnesses and documents showing how then-Governor Clinton was protecting and facilitating the MENA CIA operation. Actually, if you watch the movie Air America, that's what that's about. In late 2017, a movie based on real events was released showing how a former TWA airline pilot named Barry Seal was recruited by the agency to a covert operation run out of MENA, Arkansas, which involved illegal arms and drug running, and how Governor Clinton protected the entire operation. That is a fact. That's how he got his chip in the big game, folks. More damning is the testimony and documents supplied by Roger Morse, an investigative journalist who exposed the full extent of Clinton's involvement in the CIA drug running operation and Barry Seal's involvement. In a book, interviews, and documentary, Morris revealed how the thousands of documents and many witnesses in the investigation were never published by the mainstream media nor investigated by the FBI or the U.S. Congress. It's because the same people that were doing the drug running control those agencies, folks. This is me talking, not him. But I'll let the cat out of the bag. You should know that by now. Don't you wonder why we keep seeing all these illegal things happen and it's private citizens that are bringing the attention to this stuff? Where are the feds? The people that are tasked with preventing these things from happening, they're sitting on their butts. They don't care. Sorry. I digress. Let me get back to this. The reason Morse's investigative efforts got nowhere is that the drug money was used by the CIA to finance MJ-12 operations that were secretly conducted throughout the U.S. in the development of advanced aerospace, i.e. secret space programs. Many UFO sightings were, in fact, advanced aerospace vehicles that were part of the secret space program under development by the U.S. Air Force and the Navy with the help of major aerospace corporations. Having shown its usefulness in the drug-running operation at the state level, the NJ-12 group cleared the path for Clinton to become president so he could do the same thing on a national level. Just before beginning his first term on the 20th of January, the year 1993, President-elect Clinton made a very strange request to close family friend and lawyer and father of his purported daughter, Webster Hubbell. If I put you over there in justice, I want you to find an answer to two questions. One, who killed JFK? And two, are there UFOs? Which is a really stupid question. Of course they're UFOs. A UFO means unidentified flying object. They exist. Now, what they are is the question. Even Clinton's an idiot. Excuse me. According to Hubbell, who described the incident in his memoirs, Friends in High Places, Clinton was dead serious. Hubbell said he was unsuccessful in finding satisfactory answers for the president. He was eventually forced to resign as associate attorney general due to the Whitewater political scandal and was actually jailed in July 1995 for a whopping 18 months. And I'm sure he played golf the whole time. The Clintons quickly learned, because of what had happened to Hubbell, that the deep state, through the agency and mysterious policy groups like MJ-12, had great power. Despite all his power as president, Clinton could not thwart the deep state's plans. The Clintons decided to end their efforts to get answers to questions concerning JFK's assassination and what lay behind the UFO phenomenon. This was despite them knowing that the CIA drug running operations was secretly funding highly classified aerospace programs. Excuse me. By the end of Bill's presidency, the CIA's unofficial black budget was estimated to be as much as $1 trillion annually, which is more than double the Pentagon's budget at the time. So the Clintons had become a critical part of the CIA MJ-12 operation at both state and national levels during Bill's political career. As Bill's presidency wound down, can you say Monica Lewinsky, Hillary's political career offered another opportunity for a compliant and heavily compromised political leader that would support the CIA's illicit fundraising for secret MJ-12 operations. Secret deals were subsequently struck, and the CIA MJ-12, a.k.a. Deep State, supported Hillary's rise to political power, and the New York Senate seat was planned to be hers. It was planned as her launching pad for higher, i.e. president, political office. Consequently, when JFK Jr. was on the verge of publicly declaring that he was going to run for that seat, not only did that threaten Hillary's political career, the ascent of her political career, but also threaten the carefully crafted plans for future CIA funding of MJ-12 operations. So, QAnon's post linking Jr.'s 1999 plane crash with Hillary Clinton and the CIA are certainly a bombshell. Close examination of the history of the Clintons and the CIA's secret deep state actors, such as MJ-12, provide a powerful rationale for why Jr. was perceived as a threat and assassinated in the plane crash and made to look like an accident. That whole thing stinks to high heaven. The rules say once you radio in that you're on final approach, if you're not on the ground in 5 minutes, according to the FAA's own rules, they have to send a search party and look for you. They didn't look for that man till the next day. Then there's some dispute about whether he had even radioed in. The guy who answered, who was at the radio, said yes, he did. But the official story is no, he didn't. Quack, quack, listen to what we tell you. Don't you dare tell the truth. You tell them what we tell you to tell them. That's how it works.
Yes, yes.
Follow yeah, he was narrative. A threat. He was a threat.
Yes, he was.
And
he was.
A lot of people say he named his magazine George as a not-so-subtle hint to the world who killed his father. George W. Bush. George Herbert Walker, traitor, pedophile, reptilian Bush is who killed his father. He was behind it. He had something to do with it. I guarantee you he did. We all know it. Speaking of Bush, if you go to the official Clearing the Air Facebook page, I put some stuff on there about Bush and the White House under Bush and all the boys being taken up there and all the pedophilia. I mean, it's pretty... It'll rattle you, but we need to know this stuff, folks. We need to know what's happening. Before we can begin to stop it, we have to know what it is. And unfortunately, that's the way it works.
You know, there's an obvious disconnect. You know, when we get on air and talk about that, mm-hmm. even when it's on the mainstream media and the Vatican right now is caught up in that controversy.
Yes, they are.
And it's been going on, you know, since the Vatican has been instituted, you know, because they take an oath of celibacy.
That's right.
And they actually need to change that. They need to fix it, you know, where they can get married or whatever. But the thing is, they're not going to do that, you know, because this is part of the
part of the agenda.
Yeah, part of the agenda, and one way that the let's see, how can I put this?
Just tell the truth, baby. That's all you got to do is tell the truth.
Yeah, they can. They can actually
manipulate
and abuse those kids, and to
trauma,
and to.
Is that setting them up for trauma-based mind control, or is that part of the trauma-based mind control? Are the priests doing that? Any idea?
No, this is for...
Just for self-satisfaction?
For pleasure. Yeah, okay. This is for pleasure. And plus, you know, they feel like they got a right to do it. And
sick
bastard. And actually...
shoot them.
Not to play on the order, but mm-hmm. But they actually do this, and behind the scenes, it's being done at the Opus Dei level.
At the what?
Opus Dei.
What is that?
It's inside
Never
the college.
Of that place.
The College of Cardinals.
Ah.
That's what they teach each other on the down low.
I guess they probably warn each other not to get caught.
Yes.
Because we'll have to throw you under the bus if enough of it gets out. They protect each other. They always have. They always will. It's sickening, folks. It's part of it. It's... Go back and listen to the church committee hearings. I think it was in the early 70s. This is when the MK mind control stuff all came out. If you think this is a big conspiracy theory, if you think that the trial on the death of the assassination of Martin Luther King, if you think the actual trial, if you think all this is a conspiracy theory, do your homework. It's not. The mainstream media avoids it like the plague because it blows holes in their narrative. Anything that's going to mess up their narrative, they're not about to tell you about it. There was a trial in the murder of... Martin Luther King, sorry, I lost my train of thought. There was a trial in the murder of Martin Luther King. Her widow, Coretta Scott King, she proved in a court of law that the United States government and agents unknown murdered her husband. She only asked for $1 in restitution. She was making a point that her husband was murdered by the powers that shouldn't be in D.C., and she proved it. Look it up. It happened. Folks, stop watching TV. Stop watching the news. They're lying to you, and it's what they don't tell you that's even worse than what they do tell you. It's disgusting. You know, I heard the lady who wrote the book about chemtrails, heart, and the planet Earth, whose name I can't think of right now, she believes that they have so screwed up the weather that they're having to chemtrail. They're having to control the weather now to keep everything on a fairly even keel. And I got to tell you, they've been aerosoled every day this year. Every day I've gone outside, I've seen at least one chemtrail. Today, there's a gazillion of them. I think they're chemtrailing. I think they have to. They're at a point now where they got it so messed up, they have to try to keep it seasonal. So they're spraying and directing fronts every day trying to make it look seasonal.
Well, look at it like this, Terry. If you keep having heartburn, you keep taking antacids. You know, what's going to happen? Your body's going to get used to those antacids.
Yeah, and you're not going to be able to live without them.
Right. You're not going to be able to live without them.
Wow. And well said. All right. Break time. Top of the hour break, folks. This is Clearing the Air. You're listening to News Talk 93.1 WACV Blue Water Broadcasting. Thank you so much for listening to us. My name's Terry Adams. I'm an egomaniac with an inferiority complex. I'm a man suffering from a body and mind numb, but the bioweapon, the powers that shouldn't be called Morgellons disease.